healing confessions from the Word. Jesus is the healer. Satan is the oppressor. For Acts 10:38 says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil. God desires that I prosper and be in health. God's word says in Joel 3:10, let the weak say, I am strong. I am strong in the Lord. God says in his word in Isaiah 33:24, the inhabitant will not say, I am sick. Therefore, I will not say it. I will say what God has said in his word. By his wounds I have been healed. Jesus says in Mark 11:23, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, mountain of sickness, be removed from me and be cast into the sea. You have to, because I command it in the authority of Jesus' name. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Therefore, I will speak words of life. Jesus says in John 6:63 that his words are life, so I will speak them. I will hold fast to the confession of God's word without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. I will give attention to God's word. I will incline my ear unto his sayings. I will not let them depart from my eyes. I will keep them in my heart. For they are life to me, for I have found them, and they are health, healing, and medicine to all my flesh. Pleasant words are health, healing, and medicine to my bones. Because I am Christ, I am a child of Abraham. And according to Jesus in Luke 13:16, I ought to be loosed from all bondage today, because God shows no partiality. A heart at peace gives life to the body. Surely he has borne my sicknesses and carried my pains. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement for my peace was upon him. And by his stripes I am healed. God sent his word and healed me and delivered me from my destructions. Jesus is my healer. I call him my healer. I am healed. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, which includes all sickness. So I forbid all sickness and disease in my body. Every disease, germ, and virus that touches my body dies instantly. Every cell, organ, member, and system of my body functions perfectly, and I forbid any malfunction in the supreme authority of the name of Jesus. Jesus gave me authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt me. I have a merry heart, and that does me good like a medicine. Exodus 15:26. If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Deuteronomy 7:15, and the Lord will take away from you all sickness, and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt which you have known. Exodus 23:25. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you. I will fulfill the number of your days. Psalms 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Psalms 105, 37. He also brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none feeble among them. Psalms 103, verse 1 to 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Jeremiah 30 and verse 17. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Psalms 30 and verse 2, O Lord my God, I cried unto you, and you have healed me. Psalms 147 and verse 3, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wound. Great is the Lord our God, mighty in power. Philippians 4:19, And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Psalms 34:10, But those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. John 10:10, The thief does not come except to steal and kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Mark 16:15, And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Matthew 10:1, And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Luke 4:14-18, Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Acts 10:38, How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Matthew 12:15, But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew from there, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew 14:14, And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them, and healed their sick. Matthew 14:35, And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out unto all the surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched it were made perfectly well. Luke 6:17, Who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him, and he healed them all. Luke 9:11, But when the multitude knew it, they followed him. And he received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who had need of healing. Matthew 8:16, When the evening had come, they brought unto him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. Matthew 4:23, Now Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Jesus is my healer. I call him my healer. I am healed.